Welcome to Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Mark Robeson from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, who at the recent ASCO meeting presented a landmark plenary paper on the results of the Phase 3 Olympiad trial comparing the PARP inhibitor olaparib to chemotherapy in patients with BRCA germline mutations and metastatic HER2-negative breast cancer. Of course, with three PARP inhibitors now approved in ovarian cancer, there is accumulating experience in clinical practice with these agents. And to begin, before getting into the data, I asked Dr. Robeson about the toxicity tolerability issues with these agents and olaparib in particular.
There clearly is myelosuppression, and it appears to be that anemia and thrombocytopenia are the most clinically relevant. I think you do see sometimes a little bit of leukopenia, neutropenia, but febrile neutropenia is vanishingly rare. And it's also extremely uncommon to have to delay or reduce because of leukopenia. The challenge has been that many of these patient groups have been pretty heavily pretreated. And particularly in the ovarian space, they've been heavily pretreated with platinum, which of course has essentially a hematopoietic stem cell toxin is kind of a little bit of an issue. And so I think one of the things that moving forward we need to sort out is what are the predictors of clinically significant anemia, clinically significant thrombocytopenia? Is prior exposure to platinum, particularly in the breast space, is that a relevant predictor or not? In Olympiad, we had a fair amount of anemia. We had a significant amount of grade 3 anemia, like 16% grade 3 anemia. About 18% of the patients wound up getting a transfusion at one point. Whether that was truly because it was clinically significant anemia or because there was a hemoglobin requirement to continue on trial and people were just trying to push people up so that they didn't have to interrupt the drug, I don't think we know that yet. And it will be interesting to see whether or not, especially in the breast space, there's an overlap with prior platinum exposure.
What about these GI issues?
Yeah, so, I mean, I can only speak to it from the breast space, but most of the nausea and vomiting was actually grade 1. And, I mean, you've done clinical trials like I've done clinical trials. If you're sitting there doing your tox assessment and have you felt for the last 4 weeks, have you ever been nauseated? Yeah, you know, I had some nausea, and they're grade 1 nausea. I have personally had some patients, though, who had pretty significant nausea and required antiemetics. It tended to get better with time, and dose reductions and dose interruptions were relatively uncommon on the Olympiad trial, and dose discontinuations for nausea were essentially non-existent. There are certainly patients who have nausea and need antiemetics, but it wasn't that much of an issue for most of my patients.
That's good to know.